Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther attempted to open a public theological discussion about reforming the practices in the church in his day. One of the results, as you well know, was the Reformation. People in that day were in turmoil as social, political, and ideological conflicts divided the Western church. Different branches of Protestant tradition emphasized different ideas about the Christian faith, the primacy of grace in our faith, the distinction between law and gospel, the sovereignty of God, and the freedom of the Christian man. The readings for today touch on these themes, which Luther would assert were not his own ideas, but given through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and true for all Christians. Perhaps the most enduring and most radical notion was the Reformers' return to the Bible as the source and norm for Christian life and doctrine. Luther translated the Scriptures into the language of the people, so that for the very first time in many of their lives, they could read and hear for themselves exactly what the Word of God spoke. Reading and hearing the actual words of Scripture, of course, it's produced some really bizarre and quirky interpretations. But it was also so eye-opening and liberating for uncounted millions, for the church and for the whole people of God. For the Lord often says something more surprising than we're ready to hear, more subtle than we're able to hear, more challenging than we're able to hear, and more, thank God, grace-filled than we're often able to hear. Let's take Psalm 46, which was the starting point for Martin Luther's most famous hymn, A Mighty Fortress. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. He will not fail. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This kind of prayer is a staple of personal faith, as so often we need protection from the things that bedevil us, from real enemies and forces that threaten our safety and well-being. Luther himself spent 9 months at the Wartburg Castle, and during that time, he translated the New Testament into German. Yet the psalm and the whole of Scripture in which it is set takes us well beyond the very real desire for God's protection. It is a declaration that our refuge goes far beyond that which we can imagine. We hope for security, but God's strength is not found in fortifications, as history and archaeologists have revealed: rubble of the walls of Jericho, Jerusalem, and Babylon. It is not found in mighty powers. They all crumble, leaving behind the rubble of their fleeting glory. It is not found in the creative order, for neither the earth nor the sea is secure, as we heard in Psalm. It is not found in wealth, nor family, nor even our religious institutions, despite our deep desires to find something in this world that we can hold on to as trustworthy. The psalmist himself may have believed that the holy city of Zion was so closely tied to God that it was such a fortress, but even Jerusalem's walls were no match for the forces of Babylon. But the words of Scripture are clear. Twice in Psalm 46, verses 7 and 11, it tells us the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I believe that God is more than we dare to suspect. He is more than creation. As in verse 6 we read, He lifts His voice and the earth melts. He is more than empires, the empires of the world, for God breaks the bow, shatters the spears. Those are the issues I hear most about today on the nightly news: our changing earth and its weather patterns, and our relations with the nations of the world. I'm not suggesting that we should exploit the resources of the earth till they are gone, because God calls us to be stewards of the earth. And I'm not suggesting that we isolate ourselves from the rest of the world because of all the conflict and violence. But even if we find ways of protecting and not depleting our earth's rich resources, God speaks. And speaks, as He speaks, the world dissolves. And the same goes with the threats of powerful nations becoming more bold and more aggressive against us every day. God, not the leaders of the world, has the power to crush leaders and their empires. But the Lord comes to us with special power when Scripture says, "The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." And even when we dare to cling to God's might, we might ponder the nature of His mighty power. What kind of power is it that woos wayward sinners back to Him, that sees their powerlessness to act wisely and righteously and gives them a righteousness that's not their own, that in their helplessness comes to their aid with loving concern and willingly takes their judgment upon Himself to set them free? It is a power that is in God alone, a power that makes Him vulnerable to death, but not conquered. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Luther understood this power and tested it throughout his life. He stood before emperor and rulers and defended the truth of God. He knew that his stand did not make him invulnerable. When condemned by emperor and rulers and pope, he put his trust in the power of God. He once said concerning his faith in God, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. And even with a death sentence upon his head, he could still say, "This is true faith, a living confidence in the goodness of God." For we know that much as we might wish, the fortress of God does not make us unassailable in this life. That is the desire of those who build castles and fortifications which stand only for a moment. "A mighty fortress is our God," sings the psalmist and Brother Martin and all the faithful. And this is a fortress that never fails, a fortress that overcomes every sin, conquers the devil, releases every believer from the grasp of death itself, and delivers us into the kingdom whose walls will never be breached by any enemy, whose walls are fortified with love. If we wish to find refuge in God, let us not cling to that which is fleeting, but to God's righteousness in Christ, God's justice that works toward forgiveness, God's saving power which releases us from the guilt and punishment of sin, God's loving faithfulness which promised never to leave us or forsake us. And yes, though it may be unjustified and totally unexpected, to God's mercy, which we found on the cross of Christ, where our fortress God bore all of our shame so that we might be ultimately and perfectly protected and free. So on this observance of Reformation Day, we thank God not only for Luther's courageous faith, but more importantly, for his leading us back to the Word of God, which proclaimed this incredible power of God. A mighty fortress is our God. May we, like Luther, seek no other place of protection but in him alone, in God alone, our mighty fortress. In Jesus' name, amen.